The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! All right, already the show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long.
Talking Heads with Nancy and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Prince Masters.
Good afternoon, good day, happy Thursday. Welcome to another Talking Heads Thursday here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is your boy, Pearly, in the house. It is so good to be here with you today. But like I always have been saying for the last, it is hot, hot, hot. Please hydrate. Get your water in. Stay in cool places. Don't exert yourself too much out in that heat. Take care of yourselves, all right? But it's good to be here. Before we go further, I want to dedicate this show today to... known all my life, I've loved all my life, my mother's oldest sister, my aunt Gwendolyn Turner, who passed yesterday. She's been one of my biggest supporters. She listened to me, always encouragement, very Christian lady, very Christian. So the family, is, we've lost our matriarch of the family yesterday, so I want to dedicate this show to her today and send my condolences to her kids, Therese, my cousin, brother Bernard, Karen, Cecile, Anita, all the kids, my mother, my Aunt Betty, my Aunt Mary, and my Uncle Arthur. I want to extend condolences to them. And this show is all about you today, Aunt Granny. So, but I need you to help me today, though. I need you to become Talking Heads. There's only one way we can do that, you know? Pick up your phone, dial 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259, or you can call me toll-free, 242-300-5720. And if you're too shy and you just want to text, that's fine. You can text me at, and it's powered by BTC, 422-4796. Let's talk. Let's talk about some things. I know what I've asked about right now, but let's first we do all that we need to see what's going on in the headlines. In The Guardian this morning, PM, no worries on union action. Davis rejects further questions on power crisis. The BEW says it won't be intimidated by suspensions. School repairs on track to be completed. Sands raises questions over BGC deal and ownership of Island Grid Solutions. You know, they say that every time I hear that the school's going to be ready, you got to prove that to me. You got to show me that. Cooper, Beaches. Exuma construction progressing well. These projects take time. They never really happen fast enough for the community. That's true. Butterfield completes initial regulatory filings with CIBC Caribbean Acquisition. And retailer Lord's back to school VAT holiday early start. Yeah. You know what I don't miss? I do not miss back to school. I do not miss that. My kids are, my baby 30. I do not miss that at all. That used to be some of the most frustrating times in my life. Oh, getting uniforms and books and school fees and when you go shopping with these boys, they want, at the beginning of young, they want this pants and that pants, and they don't want to wear that type of shirt. And man, I don't miss that. But I feel for those who have to do it. I understand, and now is the time to get ready. You only got a couple of weeks before school reopens. And I wish them the best in getting that done. IVEX, again, power out again. I'm sitting there doing some work in the chipping arm area, and the lights go out. And they've been out from a little after 1 o'clock. And it is frustrating. And I understand what the people are feeling. All right. I'm starting to believe this is Pearly's conspiracy theory now. Don't blame no one else. You can blame me. that these powwows, because it's amazing that they're happening in different areas every day. Today's Fort Charlotte, tomorrow might be Hanna Road, and the next day may be Seabreeze. But they're going on, and I don't know I'm alleging this, so don't, this is not gospel according to nobody. This is just Pearlie's, my investigative reporting. Stapleton Gardens, Millennium Gardens, Fort Charlotte, Golden Eyes, Bellot Road out. Then you had before that, you had, you had Carmichael Road, Lazaretta Road out. You had Shirley Street, Mason's Addition, Centerville, Hartfield Street, surrounding areas, East Bay Street, South Beach Estate, East Pastel Gardens, South Beach Estate East, Pastel Gardens, Sunset Park Estates, Jubilee Gardens Estates, Tall Pines Estates, Butler Street. Oh, man. That's yesterday. Today, every time, it's a different area and lights are just coming out. It is getting so frustrating. What our Prime Minister said? No worries about union action. And then the other headlines, PM on BPL crisis, buck stops here. If the buck stops there, but he used to be in charge of Ministry of Works, right? He used to Minister of Works. You had BEC under you. I'm just saying. When will we have some steady electricity? You know how many people have lost televisions and microwaves and, God forbid, air fryers. Oh, call you on the air. How you doing?
Hi, okay, man.
What's up?
I'm glad you're having fun.
I having fun. Talk to me. You need this.
sound like you're about to get in trouble again.
Well, you know, I'm trying not to, but it's, you know, this situation is really, it's getting stale now, but it's not dying.
No, but have you noticed that the outages are in very selective areas?
That's what I'm saying. It's going out in different areas every day.
No, but one area ain't being affected too much.
Which area is that?
Over the hill. Everything's around them, middle class, upper middle class.
Well, I guess over the hill use less electricity. Yeah. Than those who live out west. They ain't got the big, all of them ain't got the big 55, the 3 and 4 55s and the ACs running and all them things running in the house. So they may use less electricity, so the strain there is less, I guess.
But those particular areas, right, comprise most of the people who are vocal about the situation.
Okay.
Now, even the persons who voted for progress.
I gotcha.
They are up in arms now. They make a lot of noise. See, so, you know, it ain't just that. And anyway, Prime Minister says the buck stops here, right?
Yeah.
So that may be an indication that he knows exactly where money is.
Or he trying to take the pressure off the minister and throw at him because, you know, the Prime Minister is a very likable man and people like him. So they tend not to get as angry with him as they would get with someone else.
No, but Trey Raman needs to come out and, like, do his job. You know, he ain't been talking for a while now.
What is he going to say?
What is he going to say?
What is there to say?
And he is the communications officer.
What is there to say in reference to this? They're working on it. We can have it fixed soon. It can be, don't worry, it can be coming together soon.
Why they have to rely on the niceness of the Prime Minister?
That's politics.
Yeah.
That's politics.
Yeah. It's almost as if his own people are throwing him like a little bus.
somebody text just now, right? And I just wanted to read this while you're here. Power been off 3 hours, 11 minutes, and 38 seconds. I'm sick of this foolishness.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we in a new world, boy.
My goodness.
Well, listen, we got demands to make.
Something's not right. Something is not right, and we're not being told what the problem is. But that is my biggest concern, because I'm so afraid of one day. And I pray to God, knock on wood, whatever I have to say, and fingers crossed, and pray to the Lord and Savior,
that if they power up this whole island one time, the whole system may crash. And I'm afraid of that. And I...
But this, hey, but see, but that can't happen, you know. That can't happen primarily because the...
Because they're segmented. They're segmented, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand. And they pray and I'm happy.
Different systems, right?
Yeah. So one trip, it could trip out and they shut down.
And the problems seem to happen if two or more of those things come on the grid the same time. You know, it probably means that Island Grid Solutions still got a whole lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, man.
All right.
Have fun.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. Got another caller there? Let me read this text while we wait. Good day, Pearly. Have my condolences. Pearly, it will get worse with the power. They shouldn't leak their overtime. I thought that was pretty poor. I thought that was petty bad to release time and people's salary, you know, and you can't do that, man. You should be bigger than that. You should be much bigger than that. Because you're trying to deflect from the conversation of ain't got no light to this man making all this money. He don't pay himself. He don't schedule himself either. He don't. I mean, I keep telling this. Anywho, call you on the air. How you doing?
Hi, Bernie. What's up?
Hi, good. What's happening?
All right. I want to ask you a couple of questions. You seem like a pretty decent and intelligent seller,
correct? Oh, I believe I'm getting set up here. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. So, you know, I've been with a number of organizations over my career and so forth. And let me just put this disclaimer before I say what I have to say. I am too frustrated. I am too also business-wise and personally being affected by the inconsistency of the electricity.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
Would you agree or disagree when it comes to a framework called change management? It is never easy. Would you agree?
No, and change is never easy. No, it's never easy.
So what I'm saying is that then you have a lot of persons who have not been exposed to change. And I recall... This is reminding me of not so long ago, a few years ago, when under the Ingram administration, when the roadworks improvement actually cost them the general election, you see? But we can say today, and I'm not trying to make it political, but I'm just referencing that because it reminds me of that. When the entire country was up in arms, I remember the backup of the traffic and people mentioning the timing wasn't right, etc. And now persons enjoy the open roads in certain areas. And so I think this is a period in time when we have this particular government, and I'm not defending them.
But you are, but anyway, you are, but go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just sharing my view. I'm just sharing from the view that I see it.
All right, you're good though. You're real good.
I did say to you, Clement, that I'm also frustrated. I'm also angry.
No, that's why I say you're real good. That's why I say you're really good. I get that, but go ahead.
Yeah, all I'm saying is I think this is a unique time where you have a leader who's made the bold decision to not stick with the status quo and just put on a Band-Aid and move to that change. And we will all feel this change and frustration for a period of time. But I'm optimistic that we all live here. Like, I can't just pack up myself and move somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping that this is resolved sooner than later.
Okay.
But it is what it is. But I hope they get it together.
I
sweat all day with the electricity off.
Uh-huh.
I had to send staff home. It affected my operation.
I got you.
You know what? I'm at a point where like I'm almost numb to it. And it's like I can't be more frustrated than I am. You know what I mean? But I want to encourage the Bahamian people out there, those who may agree or disagree, that let's be optimistic for our country. Let's hope for the best for our country. And hopefully we get on the better side of this. And then once we have a sustainable power grid, it will equate to something bigger in terms of more investment and so forth coming. But again, I'm too frustrated. I won't be disingenuous.
You're selling it a little too much, but I keep saying you're too frustrated. But let me get 2 points in there quick. So are you bringing up this analogy or the history that The road project, people frustrated. So this means that the BPL project, the government can get vote over this, out over this?
No, it's a possibility. It's a possibility. I see, like I say, I support the existing government, you know. But
I know that.
I'm also a realist.
Okay.
I'm also a realist.
Okay.
You follow where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
See, the Bahamian people, let me tell you. Let me tell you what I learned about my brothers and sisters, my Bahamian brothers and sisters.
Ah.
Right? Once things go in their way, they love you, my brother.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Guess what? They quick to switch on you. You understand what I'm trying to say?
I gotcha.
Okay. But their mentality is wooded it for me. Listen, I've been on the ground. I've waged campaigns. I've gone door to door. I've talked and pounded the pavement. And I can tell you, the attitude is, what is in it for me, baby? And if there ain't nothing in it for them, okay, they will switch on you. You
Amen.
Follow me?
I gotcha.
They like, and again, forgive me for saying this. They somewhat like, anyhow, let me know.
Yeah, leave that one. I
got to say something like, I wouldn't say that, but, they will switch on you. And it is what it is. And you got to be prepared for that too. It's like you in a relationship knowing, for example, like some fellas in a relationship knowing that, guess what? That woman only with you, not because she needs you, you know, but because her need of you. And I'll hang up and listen to your comment.
Okay. I love it. No, I hear your point, and I understand where you're coming from. You're good. But I don't think the problem that they're trying to upgrade the electrification of this country or upgrade BPL or BG, whatever the company is, upgrading our power system. I think it's the stories we were told, we can be ready, better now, better to come. We can be ready. Yes, we're doing that. And they give the impression that we were ready, and we're not. If they were straight up with us and say, this is what it is, we're going to have a rough summer because we got to do this, we got to do that, I think Bahamians would have been a lot more understanding. A lot more. I'm not saying that they ain't going to bear it and they ain't going to be mad and cuss you out, but it'd be a lot more understanding if you were straight up with them and not feeding us a story. Okay, Carly on there. How you doing?
Yes, Pearly. How you doing?
Yeah, my brother. What you saying?
Let me just I call in for class for the concept of change management for your lads. Your last caller.
I
understand the gaslighting and the gishgalish and the fire hosing and whatever else, right? But the one thing I don't want to do is to dumb our people down. Okay. Change management. It's the structured discipline of moving an organization, institution, workforce, or community from a current operating state to a defined future state while controlling disruption, resistance, cost, risk, and implementation failure. Okay? This is not that.
No, this is not. This is not that.
Okay, right.
Based on the definition, this is not that.
No, I'm saying it's not that. Okay? See, what happens is, I call it a useful way for people to think of it is this. You look at your current state. You make your case for change. You present the future state, the transition architecture. You move to adoption, institutionalization, and continuous improvement. See, so, you know, for someone who is involved in change management, and change management analysis that I've been calling for them to make their case as presenting the plan so that we as a behemoth can know. This is not a since 2026 election thing. This is a go to the blueprint for change of what is promised for BPL. We've had a minister trying to address this question since 2021 when it said that the previous administration had failed. So now we're in the second term of this administration.
Uh-huh.
Nothing new is on the table. We've had a minister, if he wants to, he can go back to his communications in Parliament and in the newspapers about the state of BPL or BEC or whatever they wanted to call it, Bahamas Power, when he was in the seat from 2012 to 2017. He laid out the case then also for what has had to be done. So I don't want us to intellectually defecate into the minds of individuals. We are
intellectually
in a crisis.
Defecate. Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
We are in a crisis. And this is, for me, the ultimate failure of leadership. And the mere fact that we have not heard from the Minister of Energy,
uh-huh,
is an example of the fact that this administration is doing what they're good at. And that's deflecting and moving on to something else. This is a national emergency if anyone does not think so. Okay?
Thank you, my brother.
We are in a case of urgency.
We are.
That nothing happens going forward until we have this energy. It's a tax on the economy. It's a tax on their lives. It's a tax on our very existence. And we should be getting clarity from the leader of the country. I was disappointed in the speech the other night. Respectfully, I ran to the room in my house and flushed twice just to get it out of my head what he said.
See, Alan, I can see you later. Mr. Producer, let's take our first break. We call us, please don't go anywhere. We can take a quick break. We can come right back. We'll take your calls. This is Pearly here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. It's a Talking Heads Thursday. Call us. We'll be right back to you. And we'll be right back after this quick break.
Craving crispy? Meet the BK Bacon Ranch Crispy Chicken. A golden crunchy chicken filet topped with smoky bacon, creamy ranch, and all the flavor you're hungry for. It's crisp savory. It's ranch loaded deliciousness in every bite. Don't settle for an ordinary chicken sandwich. Head to Burger King and grab a BK Bacon Ranch Crispy Chicken combo with onion rings and a drink. Make lunch loud. More food, less money, only at Burger King.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Back to school is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school, like books, pencils, school bags, and everything needed to start the school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group, informing, entertaining, maintaining and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
Get your dream home with a mortgage from CIBC Caribbean. Enjoy up to 95% financing and up to 35 years to repay with extra benefits and bonuses. Ready to move into your own home? Visit CIBCCaribbean.com/home ownership to see the documents required for your mortgage application and get the information you need to start your home ownership journey. Unlock your dream home today with CIBC Caribbean. Ambitions made real. Terms and conditions apply.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! All right, the show goes on. All night till the morning, we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder?
And welcome back to another Talking Heads Thursday here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. So good to be here with you. I'm Pearly. Let's get right to the calls. Call you on the air.
Hey, Pearly, what's going on?
How are you doing, my brother? What's happening?
Pearly, boy, we have writers. We have too many capitalism gatekeepers in this Bahamas.
I listening.
That's our problem right here. They could dress it and they could call it PPPs, you know, whatever they want to call it. All that is capitalism, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, watch this now. You had the caller before that other caller, right? The last two callers, right?
You mean the caller that said he supports the government?
Right.
Okay.
You say the prime minister aimed at a status quo. Aimed at status quo. Come on, man. All the prime minister been practicing the status quo. You know, he talk about, what did he say? Say about rental, right? He ain't about that rental anymore. Rental is in generation. It's in the problem. Transmission and distribution is not rented. Hello?
I bet you. I understand.
So where does the rent? Are we renting, transmission, and distributing? We privatize these things. you know, since Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan, the status quo was privatization of public assets. And that's what we've been doing, you see. And C. Allen could talk with these, what you call it, he might call it fancy. These are word salad, but whatever we talk about, right? All of that is capitalized capitalism.
So what do you think we should be doing?
Man, we should have our assets should be public.
In other words, you think the government should not sell any part of BPL?
No part, not even a PPP. No kind of private partnership, nothing. No kind of way. Watch this now. What we have today is we have what the government has done was privatize the profits and socialize the defaults.
Okay.
There's another word that's escaping me. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
I get in the drift of where you're trying to go to.
Right. Oh, my Lord. It's the liabilities. It's socializing the liabilities. That means taxpayers paying for that. Consumers paying for that. All the consumers of BPL and all these.
That's more socialism. That ain't capitalism. So it's a little mix up.
No socialism for the corporations. That's socialism. That ain't socialism for us. You understand me? For the consumers. That's socialism for the companies.
Okay.
For the corporations. Because they ain't got no liabilities.
Okay.
They making all the profits. You know, when C. Allen and his supporter, the FNM. The FNM start this thing with the Hubert Ingham, or even before with
who did
the PPP in the water, PLP, right?
Yeah, when they start barging the water in, yeah.
Right.
They did the thing with Consolidated Waters.
Right. And Ingham came, FNM came and did the Batelco. Right,
okay.
then they did.
Yeah, but BTC being sold, that was better. That was better for us because we wouldn't have been
having
all these nice cell phones and ultra this and iPhone that we wouldn't be having all. Let me just still been on BlackBerry.
I mean, that ain't having a BPL. Ain't had nothing.
No, I'm not saying BTC.
Privatization didn't have anything to do with us having an iPhone.
No, it gave us a better buying power working with a
man.
With
they still have the iPhone. Duopoly ain't no different from monopoly.
Ain't too sure. But I got a couple other callers, but I appreciate your calls every time.
Bro.
All right. Be safe. Appreciate it every time. I may not agree with everything, but I do appreciate the calls. Call you on there, how you doing?
Hey Burley, what's happening, man?
All right, yeah, how you do?
Everything good. Listen, I think the analogy with the road was a little bit off because at least we could have seen the road work being done, right?
Yeah, and we might have been frustrated, but we saw the work. That's why we were frustrated because we saw the work being done.
Right, and there was a timeline. We knew something was happening.
Yeah.
Right? Now, here we are. We bleeding monies through every pause with this new arrangement with, Bahama Grid?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we backwards. We going backwards. It's supposed to say that, well, we'll suffer a little while, but there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
I don't see
And the suffering is increasing, but only for the general public, because there are few who benefit in it. Now, your last caller mentioned about, I'm not privatizing. Well, I'm not completely against it. I think the Bahamian public should have been allowed to buy in to the corporation if they wanted to go, they went that route, but if they're going that route. But here it is now. We have a few persons who are benefiting, and everybody else suffering.
Yeah, and the thing about it is we're not being told what this arrangement is, what this is all about. You could buy shares in it, but you need like 50 grand. Who got 50 grand? I don't have it like that I can spend. I don't think you do either. I don't know. I don't know what you got.
I'm just saying the analogy to the road from the progress of the road. There's no light at the end of the tunnel with this one.
But, I got you.
All right,
man. I believe at the end of the day, whether it's later this year or next year, we can get that light situation sorted out. But I have a strong feeling like 2029, 2030, hint, hint, hint. Carly on the air, how you doing?
Hey, Burley, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
I just want you to give your input. You know, we are trying to find ways to take the load off the grid. But the tie-in with this LNG plant out in Awaki, that is alleged that it's going to just service either the port or for the cruise ships.
That's what I heard.
Much better had it been tied to Clifton Pier or even, what's that? What's the other? Blue Hills? Don't you think that it would have been better to take some of the load of what's going on now with the new infrastructure coming on board where we can try and stabilize this problem that we have?
Uh-huh.
That's the part that I don't understand about this whole equation. Why is it only basically being to be focused on the cruise ships instead of trying to help the grid with helping us to alleviate a whole lot of these problems we have now? I see there's a story online with the Taj Mahal people on Parliament Street, where they're with their business being negatively impacted. And I'm only using that because how many other Bahamian businesses are being negatively impacted by this foolishness that's going on right now? But that's all I wanted to offer. I want your take on it. Thanks.
Okay, so here goes again. We're not getting information from the government so we can come to a informed understanding or an informed belief or informed decision, whatever word we want to use. I believe maybe that their port and the cruise ships using the LNG for that will, because it may be, I think a lot of them ships can't deal with LNG. I think. But it's taking them off the grid may help. It will help, because so I don't know how big a load that is. They're taking off by putting the LNG there, if they are, because nobody's saying that this is what's going to happen. But it goes back again to we're not getting information. We're not being told this is what's happening. We're not being told this is how it's being fed. All we want to know is what's up, you know. All we want to know is what are going on, or whatever, however they say it. All we want to know is happening. A, B, C, D, E, and that's it. You're going to have this off. We're doing this. We're bringing in LNG. LNG will do this. We're going to bring some solar. Solar's going to be for this. Thus, they're going to take this amount of power from the grid that would free up for the get to people's homes. Just tell us what's going on. Why is it so hard to just say this is what's happening? I didn't listen to the national address at the time because I had another event, but I listened later. And we've spent so much time on this overtime. You ain't giving us all the information on what's going on. You're taking the load, the blows, and say the buck stops at you. Fine, you're the prime minister. You were overall in charge. The buck stops at you. I appreciate that and I respect that. But we're still not getting the information that we should get. We don't know what's going on. We're too much in the dark. Oh, that's a good one. Too much in the dark. We're in the dark. Anyway. But we need to know what's going on. Just tell us. Just say A, B, and C. Ah, Lord of mercy. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts here right now so we could just lighten the load a little bit. Because I'm looking for it, it wouldn't come up, right? Okay, it says here, that call is lost. He needs to go look up what capitalism is and what socialism is. He's very confused. Everybody entitled to their opinion. Everybody entitled to... power, hey, Pirelli, this seems to be a setup. The power keeps going out all over the Bahamas. I smell a rat. Maybe we need to go downtown in thousands and demand this government to get this continuous power outage. This is outrageous. Fixed. Power's been off in Paso Delgado since 3 a.m. this morning and is still off. That's more than 12 hours. Oh boy. The prime minister is like a slack uncle who's always covering up for his naughty and rude nieces and nephews. Good day, Guardian Radio. Please get this PLP representative off. You can always tell a PLP representative because they come on the radio ignoring what the public is saying, hyping up the PLP on the sly, while it's also saying they're not trying to be political, just speaking in general. I welcome any... I used to have a neighbor say they don't want to listen to this, they don't listen to that because they don't support the government at the time. How can you argue what they're saying if you don't listen to what they say? So if he's coming on and he's coming and I understand, I told him he's good, that's fine. No problem, no problem. Wasn't this PM the Minister of Works with responsibility for BEC? Why does he act so surprised about the grid? Good question. And I think that was being said a lot of times. What else we got here? Oh, boy. Pearly, hello from West Virginia. I pray all is well with my brothers and sisters in the Bahamas. I can't explain why or how, but goes into education or paying teachers there. And two, has tourism there helped or hurt conservation of the fish and wildlife? I think some things are going on right now and some projects that are happening could be some effects to the wildlife, particularly in Exuma. There's an argument that some of the works that they proposed to be done will be affecting the wildlife. So that's an ongoing debate. The Bahamian people and West Virginia people seem to have a very similar vibe on many topics and also have many of the same. So I enjoy listening to the programs and especially the callers and their viewpoints. Okay, I couldn't read that last piece. Ooh, this one is a long one. You can't send me a whole book. As intelligent as your banker is, you would not let him perform open heart surgery on you. He has no experience, no expertise. He cannot even assertively assess the legitimacy of information passed on to him. And there's folly for some people to appoint him to the oversight of the task. This is the T&D. Persons who have no understanding of the grid were given oversight. They don't know what was done, if it was half done, or if it was well done. Given that the system was relatively stable pre-2025, before any work was done, and all of this persistent problem since my theory from the start was this is the result of whatever they change. They thought they were doing good, but what they've done is introduce an instability. As to Hubert Ingram, I'm also wondering whether certain communities are benefiting from the upgrade of utility lines during his road project. As an engineer would have to confirm that. The road projects were with Prince Charles, Blue Hill Road, the intersection of Wolf Road there. The main things that were affected by that was cable and the water system, because pipes are running all over underground. They're all going in left, right, center, all kind of different directions. And some old pipes were there that were terrible. So I don't know how much was done there with the electricity, but I know it was more repositioning the cable run and repositioning where the water pipes were. The caller before, the last two calls have to be a paper Bahamian listening to what they speak words like they and them. A Bahamian with heritage would say us and we, no matter right or wrong. Look where you gone, Texter. Okay. A good day, Purdy. A question, do the government tell the hotels or Airbnb how to rent their rooms, but they want a rent control to be legislated? Pearly, they privatized BGC and the government paying them and funding them. Something wrong with that. Questions are being asked. The government is not giving us the information. Let's lay it out. Say, this is what's happening. This is why we do this. This is why we do that. This is the direction we're going in. Pearly, every prime minister leave office with something except minutes. Pinling family had generational wealth. Christie family allegedly got shares in all the number houses. You know why? And Ingram got shares in BTC and the lie. Where you get this information from? You can't send me these kind of texts if you ain't got the, if you ain't 100% certain. You hear some stories on the road and you texting this as if this is the gospel according to you. You don't know that. And until you can show that, you can't say this because I ain't getting in trouble for you, you know? You cannot do that. All right? And Dr. Minnis, it has made his wealth and his way through his medical practice, his expert, and various investments in other businesses around the country. But that's his business. That's, as long as he ain't T-fit and he didn't, he earned it. And he's a very good doctor. He delivered well over 5,000 babies. So he's made his money in his profession, and he's made some wise investments in other companies. God, he's a businessman like that. So you can't say he leave office, he didn't leave. He came into office with what he had, and he left. And the good thing about it, you can't say he thief. Pearly, passing on Shirley Street, all I'm hearing off, going off, is generators. That means current off. Pretty, the previous caller, God, and I think what he said about HAI, I was in and out, the Monday hotel noise. I think, okay. Hey, brother, great show. The power's off in Seabreeze now, SMT. Pretty, even Prime Minister, they text her, unless you can show me that. You say that I have to, if right now Erica calls me and asks me how I know that, I can't say this brother tell me because that's his family. Should tell me, you got that evidence? Show me that. And then we good to go. We are good to go, and I'll be fine with that. But what I'm not going to do is allow people to say things that I'm going to read on air, and then I get in problems with it, and then it's not 100% accurate. In the words of a former minister of the government, easily verifiable facts. When I get the easily verifiable facts, then I can say that, but then in such time, I'm not going to allow you to do that to me. All due respect, all right? Or like the young people say, enough respect. Got another text saying, current off downtown. I get full disclosure here on where I live in Chippin. The lights, honestly, knock on wood, don't go off often. Because I think we tie at a hospital or someplace like that. So when you see the lights keep going off there, then you know you really, really having an issue. The heart, like, snap of a finger. So all I'm saying, and I'm begging of our government, is to just lay it to the people. Let's be upfront. Be honest with us. This is what we were planning on doing. This is the direction we're going. This is what has happened to slow us down, to stop us, to deter us, whatever. We are doing this now to get where we need to get. It's going to be some rough times. You can't keep selling us a dream. You can't keep telling us, oh, yeah, it can get better. Be ready for the summer. You're not. People out there are frustrated. Airbnbs have lost money. Cancellations. People are not coming to the Bahamas because they ain't coming to live in the dark in the heat. Some of them, if they come here for the heat, they come in January and they leave in Minnesota, New York, and places like that. They come for some warm sunshine. Outside of that, they're not coming here for the heat. They want their Airbnb, the air conditioning to be piping, so they can have a great time in the Bahamas and tell their friends how much of a wonderful time they have, and then they actually get two Airbnbs. But if they're canceling out, the Airbnb owners are losing out. That is a growing industry that we're going to be losing out in. The hotels got out there to help with, you know, they're helping and understand that they're doing some things, but it shouldn't have to be. What is this deal? Who is what? What is going on? How is it working? Why not? They're not telling us. Why are we getting in a row over overtime? Makes no sense to me. See, text to say, Pretty, do you want to borrow power from Freeport? We have too much. But Freeport has had some power outages. Eleuthera, oh my goodness, I feel for my people in Eleuthera. I feel for them every day. Every day. I feel for the other family and the Eleuthera the most. Oh my goodness. Brother Johnson, I know you ain't happy. I know that. Do we have another call there, Mr. Producer? I know you're not happy, Brother Johnson. I know you're not. And this is probably one of the hottest summers we've had in a very long time. So it ain't fun. Call you on the air.
Hiya, Pearly.
Hey, darling. How you doing, Pearly? What's up?
Burning, Pearly, burning.
I can imagine.
You know, you was asking some questions just now concerning what's going on with BPL and current gain off and on and all sorts. But you know, my son-in-law came in from the Philippines the other day. The Airbnb he was in, and the south rent current off every day. I had to pick him up and take him out of the house.
Oh Lord!
Keep him in the car. He said he wanted a refund.
I don't blame him.
The people didn't look like they even interested in doing no refund.
No, because he booked that online for him to get there. Ain't no refund.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I just wanted to say to the general public and all of the listeners, this is what we call progress.
Amen. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Take this last caller. Caller, you on the air. How you doing?
Pearly, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah. Pearly.
Yes, sir.
What I feel bad about Pearly, there's a lot of old people don't have generators, only trying to use a fan.
Yep.
Some of them with AC unit maybe, but most of the majority in the low-cost areas can't even afford that.
I agree.
Pearly, if the government said they're dealing with progress, and they didn't do progress in 5 years, and they're not answering to all the questions that the Bahamian people are asking about accountability. They talk about accountability. I haven't seen anything yet to show that they're trying to be transparent. Under the Minister administration, there was things in the papers showing that they're putting in bid for big contracts.
Yeah.
I'm a contractor. I went to go to get a school project. You know what they tell me, Pearly?
What did they do?
They told me I have to, the minister have to give them something, which means if you're not a PLP, you ain't getting nothing. And I could tell you this, no offense to nobody, but Haitians getting more than Bahamians. You know why? Because if you're and you're a contractor, you ain't getting nothing. Not from the MPs, and the Haitians getting a lot of the contract. Look on the road. They're getting contracts from roads and parks, and they controlling a lot of construction sites. So I'm saying that out of jealousy and envy, you know. But here goes Mr. Prime Minister saying he is for the Bahamian people, PLPs, and you ain't nothing but a corn artist. You're a corn artist, Mr. Brave Davis. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Some people upset. But the school... I guess, and you know, the argument is to be, everybody do it. Both all governments have done it that way, but I know of some people who did not support the Free National Movement got school contract. I know that for a fact. But it is what it is. But I think I'm out of time. Am I out of time, Mr. Producer? I got a commercial break, right? Producer, let me say, you know. Let me read my last text just before I go. Stop it, Pearly. Lucha voted for that. They love having no water and light, so they make sure bring the government back. LOL. No comment. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you for the calls right in the Texas. We're going to take a break, get to the news. When we come back, we can talk a little bit of sports. I think Starboy joining me. What kind of things going on over there? Big trade with Cleveland. We'll be right back.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place.
Getting ready to go back to school? Come on into John's, where we will have you looking smart on your feet with a wide selection of brands you can trust for boys and girls. Hush Puppies, Skechers, Camper, Timberland, Class Action, Hey Dude, and more. Get a bag for those books or a new lunchbox from a wide selection of Spray Ground and Toto backpacks. Socks and belts are available in colors and sizes as well. All this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street, Carmichael Road, and now the Venetian Village Shops at Old Fort Bay. John's. We put fashion at your feet.
Dive in hot with the new KFC Dunk Buffalo Ranch. A crispy ranch chicken sandwich with buffalo sauce on the side. For just $8.95, get messy with it and dunk it how you want it. KFC, it's finger looking good.
Everybody dunk.
Everybody ranch.
Dunk Buffalo Ranch.
Back to school is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school, like books, pencils, school bags, and everything needed to start the school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group, informing, entertaining, and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! All right, all ready to show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talking Heads Thursday here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is your boy Pearly in the house, and let's get right to today in sports history. On this date, which is August 20th, 2026, in 1920, representatives of four professional football clubs met in the first of two meetings in Canton, Ohio. The meetings led to the founding of the American Professional Football Association. 2 years later, the APFA officially became the National Football League. The National Bowling Association was founded in Detroit, Michigan. It was the first bowling association in the U.S. for African Americans. Do y'all know Mookie Betts and the Dodgers is a great bowler? In 1945, Tommy Brown of the Brooklyn Dodgers became the first player to hit a home run in a major league ball game. Brown was 17 years, 8 months, and 14 days old. In 1948, Cleveland Indians and Chicago White Sox played in Municipal Stadium in Cleveland before a crowd of 78,382 people. It was the largest crowd to see a nighttime Major League Baseball game to date. In 2005, Thomas Herrion of the San Francisco 49ers collapsed and died after a preseason game in Denver. In 2010, a federal grand jury indicted former baseball player Roger Clemens for lying to the U.S. Congress about steroid use. The trial ended in a mistrial. In 2016, in Rio de Janeiro, the U.S. women's basketball team won the gold medal for the sixth consecutive Olympics, Brazil. And the sports quote of the day, half the scheme is 90% mental. That's Yogi Berra talking about baseball. He was a great catcher, he was ended up a coach for Northeast New York Yankees for some time. And he always had something, always had a smart, always had a quotable quote. Always. Something always interesting. Let's get up on the home front. Let's see what's happening there. Ah, boy, some not so great news. Team Bahamas falls to Guyana. Team eliminated from the under 14 challenge series. They jumped out with two wins and no losses. And this Guyana team really stymied them and beat them 1-0. Miller Ubo, helped out some people with giving mattresses for a number of people, over $250,000 worth. It's a wonderful effort. Congratulations. Bahamas wrap-up competition in ILCA 6 Youth Worlds. We have six Bahamians that traveled to Denmark, and they performed in the sailing. Our national sport sailing is doing very well. We have done great. We've had a pretty decent sports year. We've had a pretty decent sports year this year, and our sailors have done well at the CAC Games and now at these World Championships. They've done well. They've done well. I got to be pretty proud of them for what they've been doing, and proud of all our athletes. I honor our athletes. I am always happy to know that they travel. Just to represent the country is an accomplishment within itself. Yes, I want them to win, you know, but that doesn't bother me. What makes me happy is to know that we had teams there that played, that gave it their best, that represented our country and represented the 242 to the fullest. And that to me is enough. The trophies, the medals is gravy for me. Just getting there, and particularly when you see our aunties get to these World Championships and the CAC Games, Commonwealth Games, the Olympics, World Track and Field Championships. World relays, basketball, you've got to cheer them on. You've got to be proud of them, and you've got to, you know, Carl Heal just defended his titles last week. You got to be proud of our Bahamians. You got to be proud, and I am always proud of our Bahamians when they represent our country and go out there and do well, you know, and represent it with dignity and integrity, you know. And you can't complain. So let's support them. They know we ain't gonna win all this. 400,000 people. It's a small little country. I mean, going up with these huge countries with millions of people who got a bigger pool of players to pick from. And we competing. We in the money. We making the finals. We winning games. We doing well. You can't help but know that Bahamas has got to be the greatest little country in the world. Particularly when it comes to athletics and when it comes to sports in general. Can't complain. We've got professional baseball players. We've got a baseball player playing for one of the most storied franchises in baseball history, Josh Chisholm and the New York Yankees. You can't beat that. We've had other players that play. We have players in NBA. We've got players on the world scene in track and field. We've got players playing professional basketball and volleyball in Europe. All right? We've had water polo teams that have done great in the junior sports. Our Carifta teams have been fantastic. We've got gold medals in the Olympics, in relays, in individual races, and gold medals in the World Championships. We've had world champions in boxing. We've done great in judo. We've done great in anything that Bahamians have put their hands on when it comes to sports. We have done great. And what upsets Pearly is we don't support them enough. We look at sports as, when it is that bit that has opened many a doors for young Bahamians. We've got one of the greatest hurdlers in the history of hurdling in Devin Charlton. World record holder, indoor championships, indoor Commonwealth Games gold medalist. Soon to be Olympic medalist. And once they win, go Devin, go Shawnee, go Buddy, go VJ. But what support are we giving ahead of them, showing that we appreciate what they're doing? We personally don't benefit from it. No, we don't. But the pride to know that our countrymen, our countrywoman, the pride to know that the Bahamas name is called on the world stage. It's rewarding enough for me. Because that will open doors for other Bahamians. When we, oh, you're from the Bahamas? Oh, Sean A. Miller's from the Bahamas. VJ Edgecombe. Oh, it must be great. Like, yes. That's the kind of sales. They're ambassadors to our country. BJ has a great season like he did last year. You know, LeBron on the now, so anything can happen. But I have faith that he's a great Bahamian, he's a great ball player, and I think that he will do well and he will hold his own. You know. Will he get a championship with LeBron? You never know. You never know. You never, never know. Do I want him to get a championship? Yes, he's a Bahamian. I want him to succeed. I want him to succeed. I want DeAndre to succeed. Love to see Clay in a Laker uniform. That'll be great. But we'll see. Football camp is in progress. All kind of things going on out there. Some injuries are in. I see the Dallas Cowboys trying their hardest to let me be careful here because I don't want naughty call and start rowing. Oh, what the hell. Trying to stock their team like the Dodgers do. You know, and I think there's a move for a trade for a cornerback with New England. I hope that ain't true because I can't. That was just a rumor. I don't know. If not, if you're listening, you know anything, let me know. But I understand he was making a move with New England. I can't remember the cornerback's name. I'd given up next year's first round pick and the year after that second round pick. I don't know how true that is. But if it is, that'll be a great move. You need that help. I see James Harden and the Cleveland Cavaliers agreed to a new contract. Now, you know, the Cleveland traded Peyton Watson, so they free up some money there. So James Harden has agreed to, this boy don't retire. 3-year, $97 million contract. So getting like $33 million a year. Will be in Cleveland for the next 3 years. He turned down a $42 million play option. But that would have just, so I guess, it, I mean, you take a pay cut in terms of yearly, but you get another 60-some million. Oh, boy. And we don't like sports. When there's the potential, possible potential that you could make, you become a millionaire. It's just the work you put it in being on. You know, Bahamians are good. Jazz making pretty good, decent money now. I don't know what his contract is, and I'm not going to throw it out. But it's starting second base for the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees. That's hard work, dedication, commitment. That's what that's about. You know, that's what that's about. But you know, I'm happy for James Harden. So they clarified that. It's the and I'm jumping from here to there because there's a bunch of things running through my head right now. But the Buss family's argument amongst themselves, the internal fighting amongst the sisters and brothers over whether they should sell their 17% interest in the Lakers. You know, they sold 83% interest in the Lakers to the Walters Group, who are also the owners of the Los Angeles Dodgers. 10 months later, Walter sells his shares to, what's the guy's name? Bob Inger and Joshua Kushner for $12.5 billion valuation. Now, I understand that's what the $12.5 billion is the worth of the whole organization, the team. And they sold 83, so they really bought it for $9.83 billion. And now the Buss family, it's interesting to see. It's interesting to see what's going on. But you have a doctor, Patrick Soo-Jung, said he's not interested in selling his 4% stake in the Lakers, so he can hold on to that. He's another minority owner. But the Buss family, Jeannie Buss doesn't want to sell. The brothers and sisters, the other siblings have voted to sell. So 5-1. I think it's going to happen. Because they did this, what they call this, tag along. In other words, if the majority shareholders sell their part, the minorities could also sell to the same people. So that, I think they're riding on that, which I find to be very disturbing and distracting. You're getting ready to say this foolishness going on? I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, you know what we're going to do? What we're going to do here is we're going to take this call. Am I taking this call, Mr. Producer? Yes, call you on there. How you doing?
Hello, Dodger.
Hey, Mr. Yankee, what's happening?
Yeah, man, listen.
Uh-huh.
We're still hanging in there. They said we need to drop the tail, boy. I ain't playing that. We could win that division. We got 4 games with the Devil Rays. Soon come up.
But y'all got a game with the Orioles tonight. If y'all right, the Orioles, beat y'all, y'all in problems.
We only need to sweep them tonight. I'm talking about the Orioles. The Orioles is done. I finished with them.
What you mean?
I'm looking ahead now.
Wait, hold on. How you could be done with the Orioles when they in the, when they right there? They're only a game and a half out of the wild card.
Yeah, so but what I'm money? Saying is that my brother. The game with the Orioles is finished tonight. That's a sweep. I win with the next opponent.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
That's what I'm concerned about. Next opponent, because I know we have to play the Blue Jays. I know they're very competitive. And we got the Reds, and we got the Red Sox. So they're the 3 series I'm concerned about.
Okay, tonight you close them out to sweep with the Orioles.
Yeah, that's a sweep. Now we just need to look forward to the other series, how we can deal with them. Are we going to be aggressive to make sure that we get back where we should be? Because all we got to do is be within striking distance. We're getting within 2 to 3 games.
Uh-huh.
The Devil Rays can never win that division.
Well, that's your problem. That's your problem because y'all can't seem to get over that 4 or 5 game hump.
But I can tell you, equivalently, the one thing we have to do right now, and I could be real because I'm a vehement, but Josh Chisholm needs to sit on the bench. We can use him as a pinch hitter, come in and run. But in terms of starting, no, he's becoming a dismal failure.
What you mean? What's going on with Jazz?
Jazz is in playing defense and he hitting the ball. He can strike up every time.
Yeah, but everybody goes through this list.
That shortstop who just come up from the minors, from AAA affiliation, is shining better than Jazz Chisholm. Okay, he proven that he belongs in the big league. So that part at the left side, we got that lockdown now. We got a good A1 shortstop. In 2 years, he can be the best. He can be better than Mookie Betts. All right? Mm-hmm. Remember, I tell you that. So, our main problem is to just get Josh Chisholm on track. The only way you get him on track is to make him anxious to play. Right now, they're giving him too much leeway.
Yeah, but all right. Let's back up the Lombard. George Lombard, right? He only had 44 at bats. 44, that's a small sample size to say this boy ready already.
Right, but what I'm saying is that I ain't talking about in terms of his bat, you know. I'm saying that you watch this guy playing 44 games?
I only see a little play here and a little play there.
Yeah, but that's why you know I'm watching it all the time.
Okay.
Because that's my team.
All right. So what are you bringing to the team? So you only been there a couple of games. How many games was he there? 13 games, 12, 13 games?
About 12 or 13 games, but he batting 295. His on-base percentage is higher. He's eating out about 2 to 3 home runs, right?
You got 2 home runs.
And 13 games.
He only got 2 home runs and 5 RBIs.
And then guess what? He got a home run the very first time he was introduced.
All right, okay.
So that's significant. How many players could say they ever done that?
Not very many.
Okay. So that's a class by itself.
He's in a small class.
Hey, watch his ability playing at shortstop. When you have a chance, just watch some of the highlights. Just watch it.
No, I understand he's a good player. But I ain't going out to say he can be the man already. Let him play.
I'm telling you, this is my prediction. I said in 2 to 3 years, he will be just as good as a Mookie Betts. I ain't talking in terms of run production, in terms of the ability to play the position.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I got you.
The man have the skill set. You can see that.
I got you.
Right? But my problem with Jazz is that if you put him on the bench and he played Caviar, the guy, yes, he's get picked off every so often, but he's brave, he's aggressive. He won't get on base. Right?
Okay.
So we don't need to play around. This is all for all the marbles now.
We're out of time running out. Only but 40 more games left. How many more games left? Oh, my caller gone. I didn't even realize McCoy there talking running him got break. You listen to Pearly here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah. All right, all ready. The show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Going through tires faster than a hot night to buck.
One wheel going left,
one wheel going right.
While the car crying and trying to go down the road straight, Chief. You need to go into Muffler World and get your wheels aligned. Muffler World will set you on the straight and narrow in no time. With computerized wheel alignment. And since the car is up already on the rack, take them one tread tires off and get some new ones. Muffler World on Mackey Street. Got that computerized wheel alignment and brand new tires.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Con, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Con, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Con, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Con, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Summer's here, and KFC's got summer buckets just for you. Every bucket starts with 8 legs and thigh pieces of your favorite chicken, plus 4 golden biscuits. Grab the value bucket for just $20 or go big with our mega bucket, packed with everything you need for summer fun on the beach, boat, or on the road. Need more? Add 4 Pepsis, family fries, or the new mango dessert biscuit for only $5. KFC's summer buckets have big flavor, big value, and finger-licking good chicken only at KFC Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! It's all right, all ready. The show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long.
And welcome back to Talking Heads here on Thursday afternoon, August 20th. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, this Pearly in the house. Everybody good? Everybody good? Let's take this call. What's up, Sparky?
Hey, guess what, Pearly? Guess what happened to me just now?
What happened to you just now, Sparky?
I just on Blue Hill Road, right by this mall, with a mall name, but the Simon in the mall.
Town Center Mall.
Yeah. Now, I'm behind the traffic. And I can't move because the traffic in front of me ain't moving.
Okay.
And this fella blew any horn for me to move.
All right. So what you do?
Now, you understand that, right?
Yeah, I understand.
So I jump out of my car with my finger up in the Perry Christie thing.
Oh, no, Sparky. You can't do that, man.
No. But what I'm saying that, listen to me. The fella behind me, he want me to move. So I jump out of my car with my cutlass on the finger in my hand. And I say, go over. And I walk his car and I tell him if he touches.
I understand, Sparky. Lord. Sparky got to behave, man. You can't be doing them kind of things. I thought you called him to tell me you watched my dog just last night or something like that. You called to tell me, but you pulled the car. Don't do that, man. Please don't do that, bro. Ah, boy. Things we have to put up with. The things that we have to put up with. So, NFL. We keep talking, but Naughty's Dallas Cowboys.
Everybody done picking the Los Angeles Rams to go to the Super Bowl and basically win it. Everybody's saying you can't sleep on the defending champ Seattle Seahawks. Some other people saying Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. Oh, joke. Somebody saying don't give up on Patrick Mahomes. He's back. They're gonna make the playoffs this year. They're going to make a good run. I have not heard one person bring up the Detroit Lions. Now, they had a division 9-8 last year. They did not fare well last year. And some people are now saying that the window for them to win a Super Bowl has closed. Their head coach, Dan Campbell, doesn't believe that. He thinks that they will do better this year. And you know what? After reading that article, I'm going to be watching the Detroit Lions this year. I don't know why, but something telling me don't sleep on them. Now, they're in one of the deepest divisions. That's a deep division they're in. But anything is possible. Anything is possible. I'm going to keep my eyes, ears open for them and see what they're about. Because something tells me they're going to shake up some things. They're going to shake up some things. People are saying, another team that I think is going to be an interesting team, particularly coming out of the AFC, is the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know why. I like Joe Burrow as a quarterback. I don't think he's had the offensive line to protect him like some other quarterbacks out there. And I think if he had an offensive line that protected him, you would have seen some things come out from him. You would have seen some things. But we're going to have an interesting Final 15 with Rich Eisen today, Final 12 with Rich Eisen today. He's talking about five things he's going to watch for this weekend. This is the second weekend of preseason football. There's a couple of games on tonight. I'm not going to pick who will win or lose them because I very seldom watch a whole preseason game, and I do not at all ever say who will win preseason games because it's not about that. It's not about that. Texans today. And you've got the 49ers and the Chargers today. So there's going to be an interesting game, a couple of interesting WNBA games we're going to look at a little later tonight. I'm not going to pick any preseason games at all. I'm not going to pick any preseason. Last night game is interesting. The Lynx beating Golden State last night. I think we picked them. And the Mystics beating the Tempo last night. There were some good WNBA games last night. Of course, my Dodgers won, sweeping the Colorado Rockies. We beat them 6-4 last night in 10 innings. We were up 4-2, I think it was. And then they came back and tied it up, which kind of pissed me off. And then in the 10th inning, Mookie Betts had a big base hit. And Freddie had another big base hit. Otani had a big base hit. And then the Dodgers went on to win that 6-4. People say, that's the dead Rockies. They're a good team. Yeah, but that team, you're supposed to beat them, and you're supposed to sweep them, and you're supposed to mash them up. And that's what we did. We swept them. We beat them really bad. And that's where you build confidence. That's where you get some reps in. You build some confidence because you get the Pittsburgh Pirates coming in on tomorrow. No, we don't play tonight. We're off today. We got the Pittsburgh Pirates coming in tomorrow. And they're going to a gauntlet tomorrow. They get Yamamoto on Friday, Scooble on Saturday, and Snell on Sunday. Oh my goodness, that's rough. But the bullpen needs a little rest today, so there's no games today. They'll get some rest. I'm concerned about my bullpen. I'm concerned about them. Vessier gave up 2 runs yesterday. Unacceptable from Vessier. But this is August. This is what you call the dog days of summer. In baseball, this is where it really gets trying. And all the adversity that the Dodgers are going through now, we still got a 9-game lead over the Padres and a 10-game lead over the Diamondbacks. Isn't that something? Isn't that something that you get all these injuries, you're playing, but you're still holding on? You know, and as great as Milwaukee is playing, they only got a 5-game lead over the Cubs. And they got the best record in baseball. The Cubs are 5 games out. Cardinals are 13.5. Pirates 16.5. And the Reds 18. They're basically out of the picture. And then over in the East, the Braves, who've been struggling recently. I think the Braves, I think if I remember correctly, yeah, they've gone 4-6 in their last 10 games. They've been having a rough time. But they're holding to a 5-game lead over the Phillies. 11 over the Marlins, 14 over the Nationals. All right. And then, like I said, in my National League, the Dodgers got a 9-game lead over the Padres, a 10-game lead over the Diamondbacks. Giants out of it, 24 games out, and Rockies done, 26. We just basically see the deal for them. Over the American League, the Yankees are playing okay baseball, good baseball. Playing all right. They went 6-4 over the last 10 games. They've been 3 in a row. But they're still only 4.5. They're still 4.5 games behind the Rays because the Rays ain't giving up. The Rays are not folding. They're playing. So they got a 4.5 game over the Yankees, 8 over the Red Sox, 14 over the Blue Jays. The White Sox got a 3.5 game lead over the Minnesota Twins in the Central, and 4.5 over the Guardians, 5 over the Tigers. That's a good race. And the Royals basically out with 12 out. And then over in the American League, we have the Astros. Got a 2-game lead over the Rangers. 4.5 over the Mariners. And then the Angels are 14 and the Athletics are 15. So that's pretty much. Now, what I like about baseball in the terms of the playoff, they got the 3 division winners and then they get 3 wild cards. So the first round of the playoffs is the wild card. So you get the number 2 and 3 wild card to play each other. And number 1 and number 2 wild card to play each other. Then the third wild card will play the third place, the division winner, the third best record. I like that. So in the American League right now, the division leaders are the Rays, the White Sox, and the Astros. They're the division leaders. So the Rays get the best record. White Sox and Rays, if the season ended today, those two would have a bye. And then the Astros will play the wild card as the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Twins. The Yankees get the best wild card record. So they will play the Red Sox. And then the Twins will play the Astros if the season was to end today. But then when you look at that, you got the Blue Jays a 0.5 game out. Who put playing some baseball right now? The Blue Jays was out away from taking the Dodgers last year in the World Series. The Rangers are 0.5 game out. The Guardians are a game out. The Orioles are a game and a half out. The Tigers are a game and a half out. The Mariners are 3 games out. And realistically, the Royals are only 8.5. They're in the race. They're in the race. That's what I like about it, because now the season, you ain't got to worry about it. No, but now you got a race for wild card, and which makes it fun. Then we look at the National League. The Brewers got the best record, but the Dodgers second. So the Dodgers and the Brewers, if the season were to end today, would have a bye. The Braves are in third place. The wild card teams are the Cubs with the best, the Phillies, and the Padres. So if the season ended today, Brewers and Dodgers will have a break. The Braves will host the Padres, and the Cubs and Phillies will battle each other. Okay, but then you still got the Diamondbacks a game out, the Cardinals 2.5 out, the Miami Marlins are 4 out, the Pirates are 5.5 out, the Nationals and the Reds are 7 games out. They're pretty much in the race. So when I hear my son, Trey, and others tell me that the Dodgers are ruining baseball because they're spending all this money, you've got 24 of the 32 teams who still got a chance to make the playoffs. They got a chance to make the playoffs with, 40-some games left? But 40 games left? A little less than maybe 30-some games left? That's amazing. That's amazing. And you've got small teams. When I say small market teams, the Minnesota. You've got Cleveland, well, not so much Cleveland, Seattle, Kansas City. They're all in the money. And you look over in the National League, the Brewers, which is small, they got the best record. They got the best record. You got the Miami Marlins, you got the Pittsburgh Pirates, you got the Nationals, you got the Reds. These are all small market teams. Then when I say small market teams, their population, not like Chicago or New York or Los Angeles. So you call them small market teams because they get the pool of fans are a lot less. So when people say they win, that's good for baseball. And I'm not pushing for no salary cap at all. Let it go the way it's going. Spend some money, other owners. Spend some money. Invest in your teams. The Milwaukee Brewers are a team that in the money every year. In the money every year, and they cannot get over the hump. And then they can break that team up. Oh, don't be surprised if the pitcher miss be a Dodger in a couple of years. Don't be surprised. or Yankee, do not be surprised. Because Milwaukee don't want to spend the money, and their owner's the ninth richest owner in sports. Not just in baseball, in sports. Which means basketball, football, all them owners. But he doesn't spend the kind of money the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees, Cubs would spend. Is it they don't want to win? I don't know. I have no clue. But that's how it comes when it comes to that. I got a text here. Man, Pearly, you mentioned everyone except my Mets. Because your Mets, I didn't mention your Mets because your Mets nowhere near the picture. Your Mets are about 10 games out of the wild card. Let me see what your record is. They're in last place in the National League East, but they're still out of the wild card play. They're a 58-70 record. The Mets are probably, in my opinion, they have some injuries, but I think they're the most underachieving team in baseball. They've spent some money. They've spent some money in New York. The Mets probably spent just as much as little less than the Dodgers, but they're not getting their money's worth. They're not getting their money's worth at all. Let me see if I can find. Okay, the Mets, they spend more money than the Dodgers. The Mets spending $319 million compared to the Dodgers, $311. And then you get the Yankees, the Phillies, Toronto, all spending over $250 million, including Atlanta. But when you look at a team like, where they at? Milwaukee. $143 million, and they got the best record in baseball. Minnesota, $14 million, they in the playoff run. Tampa Bay Rays, who are in first place, paying $107 million a year in salaries, and they got the best record in the American League East. So when y'all say, they ruining baseball? Nah. They're just making it better for some of us. Texas said Mets fan. I would agree on that. Harder teams in the league now. Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Texter. So when they talk about ruining baseball because the Dodgers spending $300 million on salaries and they doing certain things, they're not breaking any rules. I could show the argument with teams that are in the run. Miami, which is in the playoff run, $82 million a year is what their salaries are. But they're in the run. They're in the run for a playoff spot. Pittsburgh, $106 million. But they're in the money. They are in the money. The Mets spend all that money and they will not make the playoffs this year. Probably won't. All the teams that are spending the money in the run-ins, Houston, $239 million. San Diego, $220 million. Incidentally, San Diego got a new owners. Because, you know, the owner died and there was a fight with the son, with the wife and all that stuff. And so they have new owners. I can't remember the names. I'll get that for you another time. I'll tell you who the new owners are. But the baseball owners have approved that. Okay? So that's hopefully some good things to come out of San Diego. But let's get to the picks just before we get out of here. We're going to look at WNBA. We're going to look at the WNBA tonight, and you've got because like I say, I'm not going to pick any preseason games for NFL. Don't make no sense. Because it's nothing weird. So we got the Fever. 24-12 against Dallas, 2016. The Fever, 3.5-point favorites on the road. I like Dallas in the money line at home. You got the Aces hosting the Suns. Aces are 14.5-point favorites. I believe the Aces could do that. Coming off that loss to the Dream, they need to bounce back. And then the Dream and the Sparks are 9.5-point favorite over the 9.5-point favorites over the Sparks. Sparks, nah. I like the Dream tonight and the points. There you have it. Thank you so much for the calls. Thank you for the taxes. Thank you for listening. It's been a fun day. This is Pearly, Talking Heads Thursday on Guardian 96.9. Take care of yourself. Remember, hydrate, stay out of the heat. Take care of yourselves. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Naughty, and don't forget to check us on the press box on Sunday at 11 a.m. where we talk all sports.
Make you mad, they treat you like a slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They
try to rest, roll with all your print indies. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can bid it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Getting ready to go back to school? Come on into John's, where we will have you looking smart on your feet with a wide selection of brands you can trust for boys and girls. Hush Puppies, Skechers, Camper, Timberland, Class Action, Hey Dude, and more. Get a bag for those books or a new lunchbox from a wide selection of Sprayground and Toto backpacks. Socks and belts are available in colors and sizes as well. All this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street, Carmichael Road, and now the Venetian Village Shops at Old Fort Bay. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Dive in hot with the new KFC Dunk Buffalo Ranch. A crispy ranch chicken sandwich with buffalo sauce on the side. For just $8.95, get messy with it and dunk it how you want it. KFC, it's finger looking good.
Everybody dunk!
Back to school is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school, like books, pencils, school bags, school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group, informing, entertaining, and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Kane's in the building.
Yeah! Preseason week number 2, as I just said, is the time when rubbers meet in the road. There's not going to be a single guy who means such significance to their team's outlook or chances this season that's going to be playing in preseason week number 3. So this is it. This is your last chance to break a sweat, I think. You never know. Some coach might have the temerity to start somebody significant in the final preseason week and have that person sit out there to be a sitting duck for somebody who wants to put a pelt on their wall so they can make the final 53-man roster. But instead of just picking one and just honing in on it, there's, as I mentioned, 16 preseason games to get to starting tonight on the ESPN NFL Network doubleheader. So I've got a top five.
Ooh.
Sorry to the Washington Commanders. Mm-hmm. Top five burning. Well, I guess with one more, so it's 6. Mm-hmm. Burning issues of preseason week number 2 brought to you by Hyundai. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top 5.
All right, here's my 5 burning issues for preseason week number 2. This is what I'm looking to find out.
Let's do it.
Over the next few days about the upcoming National Football League season. Number 5, simple question. You can say this about every preseason week, but who's playing and who isn't? Who's playing and for how long as well, and who is not? Because if you don't play this week, we're not going to see you until week 1 of the NFL season. And if you didn't play last week, that means your first live action will be when it really counts in the standings. So who is playing and who isn't? The Houston Texans for tonight's game are going to play most of their starters until, I don't know if Jaden Higgins goes down in practice, if this is what caused D'Amico Ryans to reverse. He said the Tuesday practice, the scrimmage, if you will, between both sides, the joint practice between the Texans and the Raiders was enough.
Okay.
That was enough. I guess Jaden Higgins going out for the seasons was enough. Yeah. Not going to put anyone else out there. Who's playing? Justin Herbert is expected to get some time tonight. Carson Beck is supposed to not play, which means the Hall of Fame game might be the only action he sees all preseason, which kind of stinks for him. Who's playing and who isn't? It's a general question, but this is the one because it's the final preseason week in which real-time starters might actually get out there. Number four on my top five list of burning issues of preseason week number two. Is it possible that when the Minnesota Vikings get out there at home coming up on, let me get this correct, on Saturday, right up, straight up at noontime, when the Baltimore Ravens come in, is it possible that J.J. McCarthy is now fighting for the backup job?
Wow.
I mean, you're already hearing, you know, hey, Carson Wentz this, Carson Wentz that, and he might be the best guy to back up the man who J.J. McCarthy lost the starter's job to. And Kyler Murray is the starter, and J.J. McCarthy's going to be the backup unless Carson Wentz beats him out. Is it possible that he's fighting for this gig now to be the third string guy, to be the guy to actually be the emergency quarterback? Is that entirely possible? As you know, I hope not. I don't think he deserves that, but I'm not the guy evaluating. And Kevin O'Connell is that guy. Keep an eye on that one for that game that goes down straight up noontime on Saturday. You can catch that on the ESPN Unlimited package. Third down. Number three on the list. I keep mixing up my downs and my segments. The Atlanta Falcons, while the Ravens and the Vikings are in Indianapolis. Number three on my top five burning issues for the weekend is, can Tua get more than just one first down this time?
Come on.
I'm sorry.
It's a reasonable question.
I know, but it's just so disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful. Can we see more than one first down?
I mean, I would like to see that too.
Can we get more than just coming out of this game, Michael Penix pointing at Tua on the sideline, and everybody thinks that it's a new meme saying this guy.
You know, I still have not seen this picture yet.
Oh,
you
my gosh, see it. It's incredible. So you want, I want two first downs.
I do.
At least.
Minimum. Is Bijan going to get any run either?
Nah.
I don't think so, right?
What's the point?
I said two.
First downs? Otherwise, if that doesn't happen, then it'll be like,
oh my gosh, sky's falling.
Well, I mean, sky's falling, but then he could go to Pittsburgh and light it up, and it should be like, that's preseason.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Lions went 4-0 in preseason and didn't win a regular season that year?
That's right. That's true. That happened.
So, who knows? But I'd like to see more than one first down.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Okay. I don't think it's disrespectful.
It's just, you know, caught me off guard.
All right. Number two on the list. It's go time for Shador. This is it. Again, this is another Saturday game. Bills and Browns. Shador's getting the start. This is it, right? It's go time, baby. Let's go, Shador. Because didn't look all that great. Watson didn't light it up either, but he did play well enough. They did get two scoring drives. And let's go. I mean, Shador, if he wants to still get snaps with the ones, not just in practice, but obviously when it's for real, this is it. And I'm rooting for you. Shador, I'm rooting for you. I want to see he goes out there, and you know the Browns faithful are going to be rooting hard, those who come to this game.
They love him.
And that's number two, is the Browns quarterback battle, front and center, and it's Shador's, I guess, last stand, one would think. The third preseason game might not sway whatever's going on between Todd Monken's temples.
Sure.
And number one on the list, I mean, you know what it is. I know what it is. You know what it is. Fernando Mania.
Oh. Run wild, brother.
Fernando Mania.
Fernando Mania.
What you gonna do?
And can we get t-shirts
that's
for that?
Thursday night.
Fernando. Put it on a t-shirt, which is selling in the shop.
Let's do it.
Oh,
sell it in the shop.
Oh, yeah, brother.
I'll send a text during the commercial break.
Let's go.
Fernando Mania.
He's running wild.
That's it. Let's go. How much time is he going to get? What's he going to do with that time? And then when it's time to talk afterwards,
what's he going to say?
You know, next slide, please. Here's my presentation. You know, I had a great time. I had a great time running the football and passing the football. And, you know, I
right,
learned
exactly.
a lot.
Yeah.
And then I really respected my opponent tonight. And I was there for my teammates until I wasn't there for my teammates, which means I let my teammates and I have just like a love football that I love. You see where I'm going. Playing, talking, being Fernando Mania for the Las Vegas Raiders. And then, of course, is there any way, shape, or form that whatever happens tonight factors into a week one decision?
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean? I don't
Get
know.
Ready.
Only one man has that answer, and it's Clint Kubiak.
I don't want to front load a Monday overreaction podcast topic, but if Fernando lights it up, get ready, Rich Eisen.
Get ready for what, though? He's not going to start.
You never know, man.
I'm so confused about this because for months we heard Fernando's the number one pick. He's going to start. So I locked that in. And then I hear Kirk Cousins on the team. Now Fernando's not going to start. Okay, cool. Now I locked that in. Now I'm hearing that, hey, there's a chance Fernando could start. I'm very confused.
Well, until
what are we saying?
Until he doesn't start, there's a chance that he can start.
I've always been team start.
Yeah, me too, until I was told when Cousins got there, listen, nope, he's going to start the season on the bench.
One word for you, Fernando Mania.
Run wild.
You have one more. I did not know this.
That's my boy, my youngest son right there. That's Coop. So the young QB class is my one more. Malik Willis going to get the start against the Giants. He had a nice scoring drive last week. There's Willis as an actual starter. What if Ty Simpson goes 21 of 24 again, as the Rams are? Are you guys going to this game?
Cage and I will be there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You're working? Oh, no, you gave your tickets to...
Gave the tickets to Don.
Rich Eisen show resident Saints fan Don Bowie.
Exactly.
I got it. Such a giving man.
You gave him or you sold him?
And let's see Ty Simpson, right?
Sure.
Drew Aller and Will Howard.
Yeah, they're going to play the whole game.
They're going to play the whole game against the Jets.
Right.
Okay, and what does that mean? Is there, because this is it. This is it. Because their time getting snaps, their time showing what they could do is running out through the hourglass. The only way that they get more is if an unmitigated disaster happens to their team. With all due respect to everyone else. And that's my five burning issues of preseason week number two. My top five is brought to you by Hyundai. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. Did I miss anything, gents? What else are you looking forward to seeing?
Aaron Donald playing.
That's not happening.
I know, not in the
He's still not back yet. Is he back yet?
Well, he's trying out, guys. Like, you know, there's a process when you try out for a squad.
I mean,
he's not playing.
I guess we're about to play that with Mike Garofolo, the latest to play. Is he back yet?
I think we should add Judge Smells to the end of this and be like, well, we're waiting.
I know, that's a good one.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I'm just kind of scanning the matchups.
Bengals, Bears. Yeah, that falls into the who's playing and who's not.
Sure. I want to see Jackson Dart. Has he learned anything in the last week?
Come on. What does it mean, has he learned anything?
What
needs to happen is the Giants' blocking scheme needs to learn how to actually execute.
He needs to protect himself.
I'm not an all-22 guy. I guess I should have asked...
Tracy
Daniel
missed a
Jeremiah,
block.
Like, was it the fact that he didn't have the protection right? You didn't see it. He should have seen it. He was staring his receiver down. Whatever.
I want to see the Giants' offense. You know, Skatiti Bowe is on tomorrow. I want to see if he keeps looking like a top 10 running back in the league.
How about the Titans and the Seahawks? That's a Sunday nighter on your friends at Fox, Mike.
That's fun. Yeah, I think this is a big game for Cam Ward. He kind of needs some positive momentum going into the season.
He did.
He
had a good night against the Niners.
Well, I need that relationship with Carnell Tate to kind of show me something. And look, I've been following this closely just because it's my team, but Patriots-Eagles practices this week have been intense, and I want to see how that carries over to the game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. We've got A.J. Brown spoke yesterday as well.
He has been having a week.
Well, the Patriots,
I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys I'm rapping around the world for. Africa, the